As details emerge on the major overhaul of I-4, transportation officials are taking their show on the road, so to speak, rolling out maps and explaining the changes to commuters. The 21-mile project is expected to take 6 years to complete, and joining us in the studio with some of the details is I-4 Ultimate spokesman David Parks. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So the project is divided into four zones: the attractions area, downtown, the Lake Ivanhoe area, and the Altamont area. Changes to the Ivanhoe exit, eliminating for good that eastbound exit ramp, that's grabbing a lot of attention. So let's get right to it. What's going in its place?
We are reconstructing 15 major interchanges along the entire corridor, including the Ivanhoe interchange. The eastbound exit ramp goes away to make way for the improvements of adding direct connections to and from the express lanes, which are the paid toll lanes that will run down the middle or down the median of I-4. In and out of the downtown area. And in addition to the lakes that are already there, additional stormwater drainage that needs to go in, there's just not enough room to bring that ramp back.
There are a lot of drivers who pour into downtown off that exit. The hospital is nearby. What's the plan to manage all of those cars at this busy juncture?
We are reconstructing the additional interchanges, both beyond that at Princeton, adding additional capacity off of that exit ramp, as well as making improvements to State Road 50 and to Amelia and to Garland as well. So we are improving traffic through that area, even though that one ramp will be going away. Because those other interchanges are so close, we can still accommodate the needs of drivers through that area.
David Parks, the I-4 Ultimate project includes major changes to the Maitland Boulevard interchange near one end, and near the other end, changes to the Kirkman interchange. What are we looking at in those two hot spots?
The biggest change with Maitland is we're actually elevating Maitland Boulevard as you head to the west away from I-4 through Lake Destiny, through Keller Road, and through Maitland Summit. So we're eliminating those traffic lights, and that will allow traffic to move through that area a lot smoother, a lot faster, and especially with it being such a heavy business area, there's a big flood of people in your morning rush hour and evening rush hour getting to and from work in that area. At Kirkman Road, the biggest change is we're adding a new overpass, a Grand National overpass. It'll actually span over top of I-4, allowing people to get from one side of I-4 to the other without having to go through the interchange. That will alleviate some of the congestion at the Kirkman Road interchange itself. We'll also have direct connection ramps in and out of the express lanes there as well. And we're also eliminating that left-hand exit westbound on I-4 that will be replaced with a more traditional right-hand exit. So that should eliminate some of that last-minute swerving, especially for our visitors that aren't used to a left-hand exit.
How soon will drivers see all of the Jersey barriers start going up and the lanes start shifting for construction?
We are, at this point, establishing our work zones, and that's putting out some of the advanced warning signs, placing erosion control fencing to prevent debris from leaving the roadway. We'll soon be starting to place some of that barrier wall and those plastic barrels as well, so drivers can start to see that in the next couple of weeks. By this summer, we'll have major work activities across all 21 miles throughout the entire project limits, from Kirkman Road to just beyond State Road 434 in Longwood, and we are going to work all 21 miles at one time. It's the only way we can meet the aggressive goal of completing all of the construction in 6.5 years. So even though we've split the job up into four areas for project management purposes, we're going to work all 21 miles at one time.
And in order to do that, most of the work will be done at night. Is that correct?
We'll actually be doing work around the clock. There'll be some activities that need to be done at night, some activities that need to be done during the day. To keep traffic moving, we are limiting our lane closures to nighttime hours, so any work that requires a lane closure will be done at night. So, for example, hauling in materials, bringing in dirt, bringing in bridge beams, what have you, that kind of work would be done at night. The majority of the work, however, will still be done during daytime hours, so we're working to strike a balance between keeping the 140 to 200,000 cars that travel just through our project limits every day, keeping them moving, getting them to work every day, while still getting the work done that we need to complete this project. So during your daytime, during your peak travel time, you'll still have the same number of lanes that we have out there today, a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, during the construction project, so we can keep traffic moving through our corridor.
Let's shift gears for a minute, if you will. Concerns have been raised about the four toll lanes going down the center of the project. What do you say to residents who say, wait a minute, I've been paying gas taxes for road construction all these years, and the only additional lanes on I-4 will be tolled? What's your response to that?
Well, that's not actually the case. There are additional lanes, auxiliary lanes that are being added to this project in the general use lanes or the non-tolled lanes, adding capacity as well as reconstructing the lanes that are out there, bringing up to today's standards so they can handle the amount of traffic that we have today. I-4 was originally designed and constructed in the late 1950s, early 60s, long before we became this tourist mecca that we are today, and wasn't really intended to handle anywhere near the traffic volumes that we do today. The express lanes provide options. And that's the biggest key, is that you don't have to use them, but they're there as an option. They give you that dependable option on those days that you have to be somewhere on time. The variable toll will fluctuate based on demand. The more vehicles accessing the express lanes, the higher that toll will go up. As vehicles start to leave the express lanes, that toll will go down. But the idea is it's priced to maintain 50 miles an hour. So if you have to be somewhere on time, whether that's a business meeting, picking up your kids from daycare, catching a flight out of town, whatever your it reason is, you'll know that you at least have that option where you don't have that option today.
6 years is the goal to complete the project. Do you think it can be done?
Absolutely. I-4 Ultimate is actually six small jobs that have been compressed together into one mega project. If we used a traditional construction method to build those six individual jobs, instead of a 6.5-year time frame, it could take as long as 25 years to make the improvements that we're going to make. Our project is 21 miles long, but within that 21 miles, we're actually building close to 250 miles worth of interstate within that 21 miles. When you consider each lane that we're building, plus some work on the 408, some work at Maitland, we're adding 15 miles alone of sidewalks, pedestrian bridges, bike paths, pedestrian tunnels. So there's a lot more that goes into this job than just your concrete and asphalt on the main line of I-4. And that's what I think is important for people to understand. I mean, we're building 140 bridges with this project alone. There's a ton of work to be done, but we have a great team. We have experience. So while this is a large job and there's a lot of work to be done, it's still an interstate job. And we have plenty of interstate here in the state of Florida. And so in that respect, it's nothing new.
David Parks, thank you for joining us today.
Certainly, it's been my pleasure.
David Parks is the spokesman for the I-4 Ultimate Project. There's a project overview meeting that's open to the public tonight in Oviedo at the Seminole County East Library at 6:30 p.m. I'm Nicole Creston. This is 90.7 News.